Good morning. It's time now for our research and extension report from Kansas State. And joining us today is Jessica Florey, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent. And Jessica, today I understand you're completing your four-part series on the essential elements of 4-H.
That's right. So we've been talking about the essential elements of 4-H, and today I'm going to talk about mastery, but I just wanted to review the ones that I have previously talked about. We talked about generosity, a sense of belonging, a sense of independence, and again, these are the essential elements that we believe lead to a positive youth experience for kids in the district. So today I get to talk about mastery. Mastery is often one of those first concepts associated with the 4-H experience. When youth are involved in 4-H, they develop and master skills related to becoming a successful adult. As they learn and practice these skills, they grow in confidence. Life skills such as goal setting or teamwork may be directly related to the project skills at first, but more they practice, the more they will be able to transfer these skills to other areas of their life. After learning and practicing, 4-H also gives youth a space to demonstrate and reflect on these skills of knowledge. This leads to a sense of competence and capability. Being able to describe the skills they are mastering is important both as a part of 4-H experience as well as learning how to express their abilities to potential employers. When I always talk to parents about 4-H and mastery, one thing I talk to them about and one thing I see in my line of work is some of these skills that we think about, leadership skills, need to be practiced just like a kid practices basketball skills. Public speaking, for example. Most kids are not born public speakers. Some are. They just have that natural ability to get up and talk in front of people, but a lot of them aren't. And it is such a vital skill for our youth to develop and have for when they become an adult. Another one of those skills that I think has to be practiced, and you've heard me say it many times on here, is goal setting. We just don't naturally know how to do that. We need to practice that. Communication skills. We talked about how in 4-H we create this safe space for kids to talk about what they're learning. And we do that a lot at fair. People think about that in fair. They sit down with a judge. They talk over their project. And we also give kids a really safe space to reflect on their projects too. I think a really great process for children to learn is it's okay to fail. That's really how we learn how to grow. We learn from our mistakes. And again, I feel like that's a concept and a skill that needs to be practiced, that it's okay to fail. Look back on your challenges and say, hey, what didn't work? What can I do better to make it work better next time? So 4-H really creates a safe space, and this is how you feel more confident about mastering certain skills.
Okay, Jessica, thank you. Once again, real quickly, run through the four essential elements of 4-H.
They are generosity, belonging, independence, and mastery.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gow.